Welcome to the River Church Podcast.
We're all about bringing the life, hope, and love of Jesus to everyone around us.
For more information, check out our website at river-church.uk.
Good morning, church. Oh, it's not candy. It's... So good to be with you. It's such a privilege. Today I'm with my wife, Natasha. I'm so excited because most of my trips I'm traveling without my wife, so it's very special. Thank you for having us. And I was so excited to hear your preaching. You were preaching news. And are you evangelist? No.
I try.
Yes. So excited to see. You're so passionate as a church for preaching the gospel, for sharing. You're so active. It's so good. And I was asked to preach something to encourage, to go, reach, share the our faith and preach the gospel, be witnesses in our community. And actually, it's what I'm going to do. As an introduction, just to say thank you very much for praying for us as a nation, for us personally. For the last 2.5 years, we are here in the UK, getting engaged with the UK culture. Now I know how to say I'm not, it's not my fault. So actually, you just say, no, probably it's my fault, and that's it. Also, I stopped answering a waiter in a coffee shop when he's asking, how are you? Because before I was started to explain all my life. But strange thing is going on with me. One day, I was alone at home, no one else. And I was walking from one room to another and just push a table. So I stopped and I just said, I'm really sorry. So it seems like I'm quite influenced by English culture. Some of my friends said, stay firm, do not be too influenced. Yeah. Actually, I'm going to share from scripture, and let's start. How should I do? Can you help me with this stuff? Should I just... Oh, yeah. Oh, it works. Yeah, good. No matter how many promises God has made, they are yes in Christ. I love this. It's just a piece of scripture I'm going to read now. And probably as a story to start with, 2 weeks ago or 3 weeks ago, we had a trip to Thailand together with Ellen Jane and Natasha, myself, quite a big group of people for the conference there. And on our way to, we went to the check-in desk and they have checked our documents. And the lady just looked at me and she said, I'm afraid you're not allowed to fly. I said, what? We have booked, we have paid, it's my right. She said, no. Your passport is not proper, actually. You don't have 2 blank pages. You have just 1. So you need to stop travel so much, or you need to get a new passport. I said, thank you very much. I can't stop traveling. It's actually what I'm doing. I can't get new passport because of situation. She said, I'm afraid you won't be able to fly. I just stayed, and Natasha was quite stressful situation, but then I think, okay, when I was praying about our gathering in Thailand, I felt God spoke to me about what God is going to do, about meeting people, new connections, future plans. And I was thinking, okay, it sounded like I'll be there. So it means I will be able to fly. I had peace. I was staying and smiling. She looked at me, she said, okay, what we are going to do? We'll take pictures of your passport and send to the Thailand border just to check with the officer. Will he allow you to enter? with just one blank page. I said, oh, yes, please, just do it. It takes about 10, 15 minutes. All our team was staying, just wondering what's going on. We've been staying, just smiling, waiting miracle from God. And the guy came back. She said, oh, yeah, I was in touch with the border officer, and he said that they will allow you to go. But in 1 week time, I had a trip to America, USA. During our stay in Thailand, I have checked the requirements for America. At least two blank pages. Hotel has booked. All Ukrainian team who are planting churches in America has booked hotels. My flights has been booked. And it seems like, because America quite strict. I have another one, passport, but in the system, it says it lost passport, so it's not helpful. I have two passports, and I'm waiting for third one. And it's legal. And it's the same name with the same picture, okay? So it's all legal. So after arrival from Thailand, we have arrived on Sunday by 10 o'clock in the evening. Next morning, 9:15, I was in a taxi going to the airport and just said, Lord, I'm going to see how you're going to organize it. Because our God can open, he has keys from every door. Amen? Amen. I have so many stories when closed door, God just is opening in the right moment. So in the end, they allowed me to go. I had meeting, came back, and I just feel it's so important for us to have God's promises as a foundation, to believe as a foundation for our ambitions, for our mission. Amen? Amen. Let's read this scripture. It's 2 Corinthians chapter 1, 16-20. I wanted to visit you on my way to Macedonia and to come back to you from Macedonia and then to have you send me on my way to Judea. Was I fickle when I intended to do this? Or do I make my plans in a worldly manner so that in the same breath I say both, yes, yes, and no, no? But as surely as God is faithful, our message to you is not yes and no. For the Son of God, Jesus Christ, who was preached among you by us, by me and Silas and Timothy, was not yes and no. But in him it has always been yes. For no matter how many promises God has made, there are yes in Christ. And so through him, the amen is spoken by us to the glory of God. Amen. I love this. It's beautiful. And it's not only God is doing something, but he is involving us into his mission. So it's his mission, and we are following him on his mission. I have found, after years, this is the biggest comfort for me. We are not alone. We are not just having our own mission and asking God to join us and to do something. Actually, we are following him. It doesn't matter. Is it local? Is it global? We have called just to follow him in his mission. Amen. And he's not giving us just one or two promises. Whole Bible is full of his promises. In the Bible, God has revealed his heart from the beginning to the end. What is he doing and what is he going to do? It's full of promises. Years ago, I think it was 2011 or 10, God spoke to us, it's time to mobilize churches because the harvest is near. And I'm thinking, okay, what we should do? How to mobilize churches? Because everyone is busy and everyone is quite committed. I think, what it means? So usually if I don't know what to do, I'm taking advice. So I had a phone call with Dev Devanish. I said, David, can you give me advice how to mobilize churches? What kind of teaching can bring this kind of passion and foundation for the mission. Maybe it's glorious church. Maybe it's just bring faith that will grow. Oh, he said, no, it's not enough. Teach about kingdom of God. Kingdom of God is much bigger. God rules. And his glory will cover the earth. And I started to study, and I have found it so excited to learn about the kingdom of God. And our God rules. His throne, unshakable. And even now, when we hear all this news, actually, are you watching news? I think it's a bad idea to watch before the night. I have found after a portion of news, I need a big steak. Just to take stress away. Otherwise, it's hard to think, it's hard to plan, it's hard to dream, it's hard to be full of joy. Because there are some guys, they're making so many statements every day. I think, oh Lord, give them good sleep, because we'll be in much better position. But God is sitting on a throne. This is our present hope. This is our future. And his throne is unshakable. And the book of Revelation is a patent picture of our future, glorious future. I have peace. Of course, we are praying. We are praying for our nation. We are praying for the war to stop. We have promises. We really believe that God is going to stop war. God is going to give us peace. God is going to restore our nation. We'll see many people saved, rebuilding going on, and Ukraine will play its role in God's plans. This is our future, but it's based on him, not on us, not on politicians. We rely on him. Amen. Few things. I know it's nearly time gone, but I will be quite quick. As a foundation for our mission, for our missional ambitions, because as a church, I see, I can feel you're full of faith now. You're just looking forward. Okay, Lord, what the next? So many stories. People are sharing faith, just sharing gospel. And when we are sowing, the harvest will come. It's definitely, it's law. It's how the kingdom of God works. You're sowing, you're reaping. And how to believe if no one was sharing the gospel? For this reason, God has sent us. Jesus gave us this great commission. Go and make disciples. Not try, make. I think this is a statement of faith. Go and make. Sometimes we think how? By the Spirit of God. Not by our strengths, not by our mind strategy. Actually, the power of Holy Spirit is moving us, and he's anointing upon us. He's giving us right words. Actually, we're quite expecting prophetic words when we're gathering together. But let's expect more when we're going and meeting people who never knew Jesus. Because prophetic anointing, just like river, from God's presence into the world. And the river of God in Ezekiel 47, the far away from the God's presence, the deeper, not opposite. Our expectation when we gather together to experience the best. Actually, no, we are going to experience the best when we are going and sharing the gospel. Amen. More miracles there than here. Because God really wants to meet people, to embrace with love, to reach them. Amen. The foundation, it's not on us, not on our faith, vision, skills, it's on him. I'm going to mention actually three chapters in Isaiah, which is foundation for me, and I believe for us. Can some people help me? I need three volunteers, please. And one? Very good, thank you. Thank you. What is your name?
Gary.
Gary will represents. Oh, thank you. Thank you very much. Because sometimes I'm just pointing volunteers. It's helpful. Thank you. Thank you. So Gary represents Isaiah 53. What is your name?
Daniel.
Sanyo. No.
Daniel.
Daniel. Okay, good. Thank you. Sorry. It's okay. My English is not good enough. Okay. You'll represent Isaiah 54.
Okay.
And what is your name?
Gleda.
You'll represent Isaiah 55. Okay? So I'll read, I'll explain a little bit, and we'll see this perspective of kingdom of God. Isaiah was prophesying, staying and staying behind and actually looking forward, and God gave him picture of Messiah who coming. And Isaiah 53, it's beautiful, but it's quite stressful, challenging chapter, because he saw Messiah not as a king ruling as they expected, but actually suffering servant of God, who was dying because of sins. He took all curse of rejection, all sins, all everything, and died for us. So I will read a few scriptures, and then we'll see, because of what he has done, God Father gave him promise. And this promise is our foundation for the mission. Because in that promise, God just revealed what is he going to do in whole earth. I will read just shortly. He was despised and rejected by mankind, a man of suffering and familiar with pain. Like one from whom people hide their faces, he was despised. And we held him in low esteem. Yet it was the Lord's will to crush him and cause him to suffer. And though the Lord makes his life an offering for sin, he will see his offerings or offspring and prolong his days, and the will of the Lord will prosper in his hand. After he has suffered, he will see the light of life and be satisfied. By his knowledge, my righteous servant will justify many, and he will bear the iniquities. Therefore, I will give him a portion among the great, and he will divide the spoils with the strong, because he poured out his life into death and was numbered with the transgressors. For he bore the sin of many and made intercession for the transgressors. Because of what Jesus has done, it's opened the door, and the promise is salvation. It's too small for you to restore the 12 tribes of Israel. Salvation will reach the ends of the earth. Actually, for this reason, British are. British can be part of God's family. Ukrainians can be part of God's family. A few months ago, I had a trip to Greenland. And you know, there are 13 evangelical churches in this place, in that island. 13 evangelical, 56,000 whole population and 13 churches there because of what Jesus done. And we are going to Nepal, India. One day I was walking one place and I think, wow, we came to preach the gospel, and suddenly I saw a sign. Turn left and you'll find Moravian Church established hundreds of years ago. I think, wow, that people clearly understood what Jesus has done. For this reason, they went to India and brought the gospel with the boldness and established many churches. In a Kerala, it's South State, there is an Indian Orthodox Church. Why? Because Thomas, one of the disciples, went there to share the gospel 2,000 years ago. How it happened, how people can respond positively and start to follow Jesus? Because of what Jesus done on the cross. He restored human being with the God. And for me, no other foundation, no our skills, no our vision, not our strategy, but what he has done on the cross. And sometimes we feel, I'm weak, I'm not confident enough, I don't know enough. No. What you have experienced with God through Christ, it's enough to share. And then we'll see what God is going to do. Little, big ones, no matter. We are sharing, and God is using us to save people. So Isaiah 53, what Jesus has done, and for this reason, the rest. Isaiah 54, it's very important. I will read briefly and just a few comments. Sin, barren woman, you who never bore a child. Actually, it's perspective. It's the whole picture Isaiah saw in the future. Sin, barren woman, you who never bore a child, burst into song, shout for joy, you who were never in labor, because more are the children of the desolate woman than of her who has a husband, says the Lord. Enlarge the place of your tent, stretch your tent curtains wide, do not hold back, lengthen your cords, strengthen your stakes, for you will spread out to the right and to the left. Your descendants will dispossess nations and settle in their desolate cities. Do not be afraid. You will not be put to shame. Do not fear disgrace. You will not be humiliated. You will forget the shame of your youth and remember no more the reproach of your widowhood. For your maker is your husband, the Lord Almighty, in his name, the Holy One of Israel, is your Redeemer. He is called the God of all the earth. Amen. And Paul refers it to the church. This is message to the church. Jesus has done. Now it's time for the church to make some steps. Actually, Paul in his letter to Galatians quoting this, and he said, this is about the church. This is promise for many being saved. This is promise for the kingdom advance. What it means? In that days, before family will grow, they need to prepare space. The tent for the particular size of the I think I need to move, or someone is helping me. Colin, come. I can't do.
You're fine.
I can't do two things in one time. Just I'm not multiple. So this is time for the church to act, to do something. Before we'll grow, we need to prepare. And when we think and dream about growth, planting new churches, we don't need to look at ourselves. Actually, we need to look at Jesus. Because capacity and perspective to grow in him, not in us. We are just acting with faith. And now our prophet said, enlarge your tent, prepare space. For this reason, when I was praying for a church, I just felt that you need to think about raising up, recognizing, equipping, and appointing more elders. Because quite often, structure is limiting. You need number of elders to look after this church well. You need few more for the future growth. And you need few more for future plans. I just feel this is a task for you. Because God is leading you into growth, extension, influence. But you need to prepare. God will do his work, but we need to take our steps. I said, you think, it's it, how it works. Because then we'll go, but you'll stay. But I really believe it's the time to extend. God spoke to us as a family of churches. Every place where you put your feet, I'm going to give you this world, this land. In a year, we have a vision to plant churches, groups, everywhere where we can. It just, in some places, the churches are growing. In some places, people just struggling to settle. But we believe if they stay, they will put their feet on the ground, then in right moment, God will bless and people will be saved. So this is our part. Little part. We are praying also about multiplying, multiplication of apostolic teams. We believe the future move of God, the future harvest in Europe will need apostolic and efficient four teams on the ground. And it's time for of preparation. It's season of preparation. When the move of God will experience, we need to be ready. We need to be ready to embrace more people. Maybe we need to start new community groups. Because when people are saved, we need someone who will embrace and care. Amen? Maybe it's time for you to take responsibility and say, oh, we have lovely living room. We have lovely, and it's great location. No community groups in this area. Let's open, let's start. maybe God will use us. It's time to prepare, and God is going to bless. Amen. And Isaiah 55, actually, this is call. Yeah, you can be very close because it's very connected. Come, all you who are thirsty, come to the waters. And you who have no money, come buy and eat. Come buy wine and milk without money and without cost. Actually, it's call to unsaved. Because of Jesus has done, church has prepared, now it's time. And it will happen. And many and many and many are saved right now. It's so good to be connected with the global body of Christ. When you're hearing these stories, the church is not dying, friends. The church is growing. Salvation is reaching continents. The tribes never heard about Jesus, now is hearing. In one of our house churches in India, one guy, he became Christian, and now he is translating Bible or New Testament into his own language. It's a little group of people, but our desire, our prayer, every tribe, every language group has to hear. This is our mission, to preach the gospel to everyone on earth. And it's happening. And it's happening because the church is extending expectation. Church is preparing. It's just tools, but actually what Jesus has done and the Holy Spirit on a mission. For this reason, when we are preaching the gospel, we are saying, come and you'll get the living water. And for some surprise, people one day just saying, I believe. For me, it's mystery. How possible? Last week, he said, no way. I'm not religious. Next week, yes, I believe. How it happened? Holy Spirit on work. He's touching hearts. And this is a miracle to be born again. It's mystery. It's happened to me, it's happened to you. And maybe someone has not experienced yet. Maybe today, right now, you can feel that God is real. Somehow you can feel, and there is a chance to become part of his family. Just receive Jesus. It's it. And then your life will come. Changes. Dramatic changes will come. Restoration, healing. Amen. I'm so excited. And I would love to read this scripture. Do I have 5 minutes or 5 minutes? Okay, good. Thank you. You're so generous. I have found I'm trying to keep time, but because I can't focus on English and on time. So I just need to be reminded. Like this, it means amen. Steph Liston said, the vision of the local church should be no more and no less than a culturally relevant articulation of the Great Commission plus a short summary of God's promises to it. Amen. God has given us so many promises. I love to read Isaiah. It's so rich. One day God spoke to us about our strategy. Actually, thank you very much. I really appreciate you. You're great actors. Thank you very much. God spoke to us from Isaiah, the last chapter. We've been praying about our ministry in India, the strategy. God spoke to us. I'm going to gather nations and reveal my glory to them and from safe to send to other nations. And we just felt that there is no nation on earth who carrying whole missional responsibility. Our responsibility come, preach the gospel, and then raise up local leaders to take their responsibility and bring gospel to further places. It's scripture has enough promises. We need just to learn, we need to meditate, to pray. I really believe the best prayer is based on scripture. Because scripture brings faith to our hearts, because it's word from God. And everything what God has promised, yes and amen. And it doesn't matter how many promises, he is Almighty God. Romans 8:16-18. Now, if we are children, then we are heirs, heirs of God and co-heirs with Christ. An heir is one who receives an inheritance for use and disposal, and in a broader sense, the successor of someone's activity, successor. I love it. So we are with Jesus on a mission. We are not alone. It's not our mission, it's his. For this reason, we are coming to the new area of Dartford or London, doesn't matter, with boldness, because Jesus is on a mission. We are not presenting ourselves, we are presenting him. And it's just bringing peace to our heart. I said, Lord, if you're sending me to the States right now, I'm ready to fly. If not, I will stay at home and I will enjoy my family. So, you know, it's quite peaceful position. We are ready, but it's not because of us. It's because of you. And I think it was an incredible statement. The best definition we have heard today, the best definition of our fruitfulness is obedience. It's not big things. It's not big projects. It's not about numbers. Actually, it's about hearing God and doing it. Amen. It's it. It's simple, but it means we need to be very humble. It means our prayer meetings has to be about, Lord, please reveal your will, or not, Lord, this is our plan, please bless us. And we are spending more time in listening rather than talking. Because as heaven higher than earth, his thoughts and ways are higher than ours. It's so humbling moment. His plans much, much, much more greater. And when he speaks to us, I think it's just like explosion of joy in our hearts. Yes, this is what God is going to do. I still remember one day, I think I will finish here because it's endless, you know. It's so great atmosphere, so I can talk and talk and talk, but it's not helpful. Lunch is helpful, I know. One day we had gathering about and prayer. Leaders from different places came to pray for starting our work in Vietnam. We've been very serious. Because, oh, yeah, we've got ministry in India. We've got some experience. We've got some contacts in Vietnam. Let's do it. Let's pray. Let's mobilize our churches. But after praying for 2 days, we ended up with a clear understanding that Vietnam, it's not direction God is leading us now, but Europe. And as a response, a few weeks later, first team went to Europe. It was 2000, maybe 15, 16. Now this is our main focus. We are planting churches in many European nations with Ukrainian refugees. But before we've got some experience, we've got some knowledge. It was a moment of preparation. And we never had ambition for Europe. We never had dreams. But God just pointed, this is direction I'm leading you. And if you go this way, you'll be fruitful. Because you're fruitful only where I'm planting you. And then God spoke to us about America. It's far away. And we're planting church in Detroit now. It's quite a depressed place. And the church planter with the little team, they're there. And they saw God's grace. It's miracles. He's from western part of Ukraine. He really wanted to reach Ukrainians, but there are 200,000 Russian-speaking community. And one day he said, I don't know why Ukrainians not responding to my sharing. And he started to share with the one couple from Moscow, Russia. A bit uncomfortable moment for him. And suddenly they responded. They just accepted Christ. Another couple from St. Petersburg, they accepted Christ. And they've been baptized recently because God is doing his work. And we can have our plans, our agenda. We can say this is our target. I know all these books. I love them. But it's rubbish unless God says the same. He points the target for us. We are arrows in his hands. and He is sending us to His goals. Friends, obedience, this is the best description of our fruitfulness. Let's follow Him and let's enjoy adventure of local and global mission. Amen.